శ్రీగురుభ్యో నమః. తద్వివేకేన చ వస్తుస్వరూపావధారణం విద్యామాహుః. సో వివేక, తద్వివేక, తద్వివేక మీన్స్ ఆత్మ అనాత్మ వివేక. సో వీ హ్యావ్ టు అక్వైర్ ది డిస్క్రిమినేషన్ బిట్వీన్ ది ఆత్మ అండ్ అనాత్మ అండ్ అండర్స్టాండ్ క్లియర్లీ అవధారణం. అవధారణం మీన్స్ well ascertained understanding, the deep understanding deep within is called avadharanam. So that avadharanam means a clear understanding of the vastu swarupa. Vastu is atma and its swarupa, that means its essential nature, should not be confused with the attributes of the body etc. So that kind of a clear understanding of the true nature of Atma is called Vidya, Vidya Mahuhu. And this Vidya eliminates Avidya, the Avidya that is told earlier, that is negated by, that is dispelled by the Vidya. So here, because I mentioned, I am saying it, already I mentioned that the Sachidanandendra versus the traditional viewpoint. So in the traditional viewpoint, the Vidya eliminates Avidya, and therefore Avidya, the Karanam eliminated, the Karyam Adhyasa will be absent automatically. Because Karanam should be there. Without Karanam, Karya cannot be there. This is one way. This is the traditional way. Sachidanandendra says, Vidya is the right understanding, eliminates the wrong understanding. Why you need this kind of a loop again? Vidya eliminates avidya, and therefore then Adhyasa won't come. So he argues like that. So he says, there is a grahanam, means vidya, agrahanam, avidya. So agrahanam is same as anyatha agrahanam, it is one and the same only. And so Vidya eliminates Avidya. Avidya itself is Adhyasa. Therefore Adhyasa is eliminated by Vidya. You don't need another thing. That is his argument. Doesn't matter. I mentioned it. But traditionally it is understood differently. Adhyasa is caused by Ajnana. So what they say, Ajnana is Anartha Hetu. Cause of Anartha. Anartha means harm. The harm that happens to the person in his life. Because what happens is the confusion between Atma and Anatma, Itaretara Adhyasa it is called. Itaretara Bhava Shankara, you know. So Atma is taken as Anatma and Anatma is taken as Atma. This is the single cause of all Anartha, all harm in life. It is the most dangerous thing, it is the most calamitous mistake, is that of taking the body to be Atma and vice versa. So this is how we consider it. Therefore, the Viveka eliminates the, so this is what I was saying, Ajnana is Anartha Hetu, the cause of the Anartha, cause of all suffering in life. And Adhyasa is Anartha Rupa. Anartha Hetu, Anartha Rupa. Adhyasa is the form of Anartha. Ajnana is the cause of Anartha. Anartha is affliction and harm in life. So, like that, it's a matter of just a fine spectrum. You know, spectral lines, they say. A spectrum is there, this is the line. You can split it further into, there are two lines there. It is not one line, two lines are there, like that. It is all like, but not very important. We say next one, tatraivam sati, yatrayadadhyasaha, tatkrutena doshena, gunena va, anumatrenapi, sama sambadhyate. Tatra evam sati. This is again the pronoun. That being so. That being so means, tatra means tasmin. ఆల్వేస్ త్రైస్ సప్తమి. సో తస్మిన్ అధ్యాసే ఏవం సతి. సో దట్ అధ్యాస బీయింగ్ వాట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ మీన్స్ అధ్యాస ఈస్ ది కాజ్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ కన్ఫ్యూషన్, అండ్ విత్ అధ్యాస వన్ కెనాట్ బి ఏ పండిత, వన్ రిమైన్స్ ఎన్ అపండిత యాజ్ లాంగ్ యాజ్ అధ్యాస పెర్సిస్ట్. సో దట్ బీయింగ్ సో తత్రైవం సతి. నౌ వెన్ అధ్యాస ఈస్ దేర్ ఎత్ర యదధ్యాస, then there is a superimposition of one over the other, then that substratum, the adhara for adhyasa, the adhisthanam, the ground of adhyasa, in which way it gets affected, that is the point. So does it get affected? If so, how? That is the point. So Shankara says, tatkritena doshena gunena va anumatrena api saha na sambadhyate. సహా ది గ్రౌండ్ ఆఫ్ అధ్యాస నా సంబధ్యతే, ఇట్ డజంట్ గెట్ అటాచ్డ్ అనుమాత్రేనాపి, ఈవెన్ ఎన్ అయోటా ఆఫ్ అటాచ్మెంట్ డజంట్ హ్యాపన్. విత్ వాట్ తత్కృతేన, తత్ మీన్స్ అధ్యాస, సుప్రీం కోర్ట్ ఆల్ ఆర్ ప్రొనౌన్స్ ఓన్లీ. సో తత్కృతేన మీన్స్ అధ్యాస కృతేన. సో యాజ్ యు సుప్రీం పోజ్ రజత ఆన్ శుక్తి, so silver on the shell, so tatkrutena doshena gunenava, dosha associated with the adhyasa. What could be the dosha? Greed in the case of silver, and in the case of serpent on a rope it is fear. So this fear or greed, which is associated with what you superimpose, the person is greedy of silver, is afraid of the serpent. So this greed or the fear that is associated with the thing that is superimposed, these are called doshas. These doshas, doshena, this dosha doesn't affect the ground of adhyasa even to a smallest extent. So that means in the example it doesn't mean anything. It is very obvious in the example, but when it comes to atma anatma, this means everything. This statement means everything. That's why this is important. Therefore, you are afraid of a snake. Now you understand that the snake is an appearance. It is not there. Now light is thrown on it, and now you see the rope. So any fear, still lingering fear, will it be there? It will not be there. Don't tell it will be there. It will not be there. So just because you have superimposed a snake on the rope, say for 5 minutes, will it make you afraid of rope for some more time in the future? No. There is all fear of snake. But once you know it as rope, no fear of rope at all. There is no fear of rope at all. In fact, it so happens that even if you mistake the rope for a serpent 100 times, still 101st time you see the rope as rope, you will not be afraid. Because 100 times mistake also did not make the rope acquire some quality of the snake. That is how it is, doshena. Then gunenava. Suppose rajata is there. Rajata is gunam. Rajata is valuable, you know. This value. Greed part is dosha. But guna kuda attached to it, guna also hold attached. So value. So the value of the rajata in the marketplace, that value being the valuable thing, that quality won't come to the shell. Shell won't become valuable. So dosha won't apply. Guna won't apply, even to a smallest extent. So this is very important. So the viveka of the vastu, viveka of the dharmas, which include guna and dosha. So the viveka should be all the way. So this atmanatma viveka is what is being pointed out by Shankara. So vastu viveka, guna viveka, dosha viveka, all the vivekas you have to keep them in their place. You see, for example, the word atma we use. In Atma, the word Atma, it has all the Viveka incorporated in the word itself. What we need in life is Atma Anatma Viveka. That is all you need. This human effort is for the Viveka, not for Atma Jnana. Atma Jnana is not the result of effect, result of effort, including Shravana Manana. It is not the result of effort. Atma Jnana happens. If it is the result of effort, then karma sadhyam it becomes. Therefore, effort sadhya it is not. Atma Jnana happens. The truth comes into being. So you have to make effort in dispelling the notion of snake. So Rajya Jnanam, it automatically happens. So I am just trying to connect it that way. So the point is, you put your effort, your striving for Viveka. This is called Sankhya Yoga. Yoga is Upaya, you know. The striving is called Yoga. So yoga is, Atma Jnana is not the yoga. It is the Sankhya, Sankhya Jnana. Jnana in the form of Sankhya, that is the yoga. Sankhya, the word always means only one thing, that is Viveka. Sankhya means Viveka. That's why Atma Anatma Viveka is being pointed out by Shankara. Tad Vivekena cha, that sentence. As well as yatrayadabhyasaha dosayana gunayana. These two sentences are considered the epitome of Viveka, the ultimate in Viveka. You see, Atma is defined as yachyapnoti yadadatte yachyati vishayaniha yachyasya santato bhavaha tasmad atmeti kathyate. This verse is from Vayu Purana, quoted by Shankara in Kathopanishad. He brought it from Vayu Purana, this verse. Anyway, Vayu Purana is considered a very standard Purana. Puranas, not every one of them gets the same attention from scholars. Scholars have respect for some Puranas, because the others are interpolated and mixed up and all kinds of things are there. Like Bhavishya Purana, etc. is a problem. So Vayu Purana, Matsya Purana, Vishnu Purana, Srimad Bhagavata Mahapurana, these are they attract the attention of scholars and the scholars love them. So Vayu Purana has some wonderful things in it. This is one from Vayu Purana. So yachya apnoti. Apnoti means vyapnoti. Means pervades. What pervades is Atma. So Atma, the word is derived from a few dhatus. So apnu vyaptau, that is a dhatu, something like that I remember. From that the word Atma is derived. Therefore Atma means that which pervades. This definition applies to the waking state. So in the waking state, it is the Atma as the being and the knowingness, satta and the sphurti, the being and the knowingness. As the satta and the sphurti, it pervades the intellect, the mind, are both put together. It pervades the sense organs, it pervades the body. It pervades the body means the body is and the body shines. That is how it pervades. Atma has to pervade, then only you have body is, body shines situation. If Atma doesn't pervade, you cannot have the experience of body is, body shines. Then Atma pervades Jagat. Jagat is, Jagat shines. Then you can say pot is. Only when pot shines. And the pot is and pot shines only when Atma pervades. Without Atma pervading, pot is neither is nor shines. It is a Jada Vastu, you know. So it is Jada, not Jada Vastu. It is Jada. Vastu is Atma. So Atma Vastu. Therefore, pot means Jagat. Therefore Jagat is, Jagat shines. This Yasyaiva Sphuranam Sadatmakam Asatkalpaarthagam Bhasate. Asatkalpa Arthagam. These Vastu, these objects are Asatkalpa. Asat means Pichha, Pichakalpa. They are almost non-existent. He said Kalpa. Kalpa means similar to. He said this Kalpa because they are appearing. Otherwise he would not even say, need to say Kalpa. So Asat Kalpa Artha. These things, they do not exist really. And yet they appear to be and appear to shine. దిస్ బీయింగ్ అండ్ షైన్ ఇట్ కేమ్ ఫ్రమ్ ది ఆత్మ ఎస్ఏవ స్ఫురణం సదాత్మకం అసత్కల్పార్థ గమ్. గమ్ మీన్స్ ఇట్ గోస్ ఇన్ టు దాట్ ఇట్ వే భాసతే. దేర్ ఫోర్ దిస్ ఇస్ ది వేకింగ్ స్టేట్. ఇన్ ది వేకింగ్ స్టేట్ యు సెన్స్ ద ఈజ్నెస్. ఆల్ దట్ ఈజ్నెస్ యు సెన్స్ ఈజ్ ఆత్మ ఉంది, దట్ ఈజ్ యూ ఉంది. దేర్ ఫోర్ ఆత్మోతీతి ఆత్మ యద్ ఆదత్తే. ఆదత్తే మీన్స్ సో రిసీవింగ్, రిసీవింగ్ అండ్ ప్రాజెక్టింగ్. సో హౌ ఇన్ స్వప్నావస్థ ఇట్ అప్లైస్ టు స్వప్నావస్థ. ఇన్ స్వప్న వాట్ హ్యాపన్స్ ఈజ్ ఆత్మ ఇట్ ప్రాజెక్ట్స్ ద థింగ్స్ విచ్ ఆర్ దేర్ విత్ ఇన్ ది మైండ్. ఇన్ ది సీడ్ మైండ్ హ్యాస్ ఆల్ ది థింగ్స్ అండ్ సో ఆల్ ది సంస్కారాస్ ఆర్ దేర్. దీస్ సంస్కారాస్ ఆర్ ప్రొజెక్టెడ్ అండ్ దే ఆర్ పెర్వేడెడ్ బై వన్స్ అగైన్ ఈజ్నెస్ అండ్ ది నోయింగ్నెస్ ఆఫ్ ది ఆత్మ. అండ్ అట్ ది ఎండ్ ఆఫ్ ది స్వప్న దే ఆర్ ఆల్ విత్ డ్రాన్ ఇన్ టు ఆత్మ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్. దేర్ ఫోర్ దట్ స్వప్నావస్థ దట్ ఈస్ ఆదత్తే ఇది ఆత్మ. దెన్ అత్తి అదభక్షణే మేక్స్ ది వర్డ్ ఆత్మ. అత్తి మీన్స్ భక్షయతి మీన్స్ డివౌర్డ్. ఇన్ ది సుషుప్తి అవస్థ ఆర్ ఇన్ ది వేకింగ్ స్టేట్ ఇఫ్ యూ అబైడ్ యాస్ ది విట్నెసింగ్ అవేర్నెస్ యాస్ ది సాక్షి అవస్థ ఆల్సో ఇట్ డివౌర్డ్స్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఇన్ టు ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ అండ్ జస్ట్ స్టేస్. యచ్చాస్య సంతతో భావ అత సాంతత్యగమనే లైక్ దట్ దెర్ ఇస్ ఎ ధాతు పెర్వేడింగ్ ఆల్ త్రూ ఆల్ టైమ్స్ సంతతో భావ. సో ఫ్రమ్ దట్ ది వర్డ్ ఆత్మ కమ్స్. సో ఇట్ పెర్వేడ్స్ ఆల్ దీస్ త్రీ స్టేట్స్ ది జాగ్రత్త అవస్థ స్వప్నావస్థ అండ్ సుషుప్తి అవస్థ. సో ది ఎక్స్పీరియన్సెస్ ఆఫ్ ది మైండ్ అండ్ సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్స్ ఆర్ పెర్వేడెడ్ ఇన్ ది వేకింగ్ స్టేట్. ది ఎక్స్పీరియన్సెస్ ఆఫ్ మైండ్ అలోన్ వితౌట్ ది సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్స్ దే ఆర్ పెర్వేడెడ్ ఇన్ ది స్లీప్ స్టేట్ అండ్ ది అబ్సెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ దీస్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్సెస్ ది అబ్సెన్స్ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో ఎన్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్. సో ది ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ కాల్డ్ అబ్సెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ దీస్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్సెస్ is also pervaded by the sakshi chaitanyam. And so all the three states are pervaded. Immanent yachasya santato bhavaha. Bhavaha means asti, bhavati ti bhavaha. So all the three states are pervaded as the immanent easiness and knowingness, but at the same time it is nitya santataha. Therefore it is transcendent, immanent and transcendent, that is atma. This is Atma. Therefore, you have to do Viveka of the Atma from all the attributes of Jagradavastha, all the attributes of Swapnavastha, and all the attributes of Sushupti Avastha. You have to distinguish. Then you get the pure Atma. That means, what all you experience in the Jagrat, Guna or Dosha, opposite. Gunena Doshena Va, because that is the experience. All experience is in the form of opposite. Unless there is a contrast, you cannot experience. You experience Dharma only in contrast to Adharma. So, if that contrast is not there, the experience of Dharma won't be there. That's why this is a law. All experience happens only by contrast. You see the world only by contrast. If it is all one color, you don't see any colors. There must be some contrast. If it is just one sound, you don't hear any sound. For example, air conditioner you put on and sleep. You don't hear air conditioner sound. But a sound which is less intense than air conditioner sound, you will hear because by contrast. Generally, I give the example of Indian Railway. So while traveling in the train, on the berth you lie down, not in an air-conditioned compartment, in a general compartment, on the berth you lie down. Like that, it will be just hammering, lot of sound. And that sound won't disturb you. You will happily sleep. Just like at home you sleep, at home sometimes these dogs, etc., bark and cause problem. Whereas in the train, no problem, you happily sleep. But the next fellow coughs in between. or he snores, which is nothing. If you count to decibels, the train decibels are 100, suppose. The snoring decibels is 5. This 5 decibels, he disturbs your sleep, not the 100 decibels. Because you need contrast. Without contrast, you cannot experience anything. If this is the case with the visible objects, if this is the situation in perception, then you imagine what it is with conception. You have the concept of good only in contrast to bad. You have the concept of sukha only in contrast to dukkha. So, even smugglers have dharma, you know. Smugglers have dharma. Once he takes money from you and brings a smuggled good and hands over to you, he will stand by his word. He takes money and tells you, go and stay there, I will deliver it. In a hotel room he will tell, in that hotel you stay, I will deliver it. He takes money. You can give it to him and walk away, you need not bother. Sometimes you may not be able to believe your brother-in-law, but the smuggler you can believe. Brother, these are problem. They will say something. But the smuggler, no problem. Similarly, hawala racket. No problem. They never deceive you. They have their own dharma. Within adharma, again they have dharma. So, they don't consider it as adharma. For them, the smuggling is not adharma. Therefore, they are okay with it. But within the smuggling, you don't keep your word, that is adharma. So again, it is all contrast. And therefore, guna, dosha, all experience of the waking state is in terms of contrast. Guna, dosha, these guna and dosha do not apply to atma, do vivekta karo. The jagrat avastha won't affect atma, either guna or dosha, do viveka. Swapna avastha won't affect, do viveka. Sushupti avastha, the nothingness etc. that you experience, they don't touch atma, do viveka. That is, to that extent you have to do viveka. Then you abide as the pure atma. Normally we are willing to do viveka to some extent, 5%, 10%. So that it won't disturb us in our other things. But if you try to push this viveka a little more, some resistance will be there from the mind. Mind puts some resistance. So you have to overcome all that resistance and do viveka all the way. Linga Purana, not Vayu Purana. Okay, Linga Purana. Yeah. I thought Vayu Purana. Yeah. He brought it from Linga Purana. I have a feeling that it is there in Vayu Purana also, but anyway, could be Linga Purana. Yeah. Because these verses occur quite often. There is a verse, Najatu Kamah Kamanam Upabhogena Shamyati Havisha Krishna Vartneva Bhuya Eva Abhivardhate. You must have heard this verse. It is about desires. You fulfill one desire, a few more desires will come. It will never end the cycle. You have to put an end to it, then only it will end, like fire. So like that a verse is there. And so this verse is in Bhagavatam, in Bharatam, everywhere it is there.
I just remember
it is Linga Purana.
Six verses in some chapter.
You are right. In Katha it is there, it is Linga Purana. You are right. Tametam avidyakhyam atmanatmanoh itaretaradhyasam puraskritya sarve pramana prameya vyavaharah laukika vaidikascha pravruttah. So here Shankara is seen as a revolutionary in this sentence and also a few sentences from Navam. Because if you say the laukika vyavahara, vyavahara means worldly interaction. So the laukika vyavahara, like doing business, giving money, taking money, enjoying a few pleasures, this the arthakama. Laukika vyavahara means arthakama. Arthakama or adhyasa, they are superimposition of the anatma, anatma. This adhyasa is the cause of arthakama pursuits. If you say that, the worldly people may get a little jarred and they may not like it. But the dharma people don't mind it. They love it. The Mimamsakas, they don't have any problem. Only the business people, etc., they get disturbed by that. Because what they are doing, if you go and tell them that they are doing, what they are doing is adhyasa only. So who likes it? Nobody likes it. The dharma people, vimyamsa people, they just love it. All laukika vyavahara is adhyasa. They just love it. But Shankara doesn't say like that. Laukikaha vaidikascha. All vaidika vyavahara is the product of adhyasa. This is very disconcerting. Nobody likes it. So that is how it is. Nobody likes the truth. Because nobody likes to look at the sun with open eyes like this. It is very painful. Eyes, you don't like. Because we love to sit in the darkness. We don't like to stare into the sun, the blazing sun. Truth is like that. So what I mean is, we develop that love for truth and courage for truth, then things start happening. Till then, so we have to bear the problem of adhyasa. This atma anatma adhyasa is the most calamitous thing it is, most dangerous thing. All our ills are due to that only. We have to recognize that. So tametam avidyakhyam. So tam etam. Tam means that distant pronoun. Etam means closer pronoun. Tam means already explained in detail, adhyasa. Etam means, by now you must be able to see in your own life adhyasa. You must be able to see it, adhyasa to hai. You must be able to recognize it like that. Yeah, that is the tam etam adhyasam. And this adhyasa, Shankara calls it avidyakshyam once again. So Satchidanandendra Saraswati must be ecstatic to see this. He has a book, Prasyavijna Prakriya, big book in Sanskrit. He is a great Sanskrit scholar. And some of his tikas are masterpieces on Kenopanishad, Kathopanishad, etc. So he loves these sentences because they seem to support him. But there are many sentences which just do not support him. It's not like that. Avidyakhyam. So this adhyasa, again he says, adhyasa called avidya. Avidyakhyam adhyasa, you know? So this adhyasa which is called avidya. Anyway, and what is this avidya? Atmanatmanoha itaretara adhyasam. So you superimpose atma on anatma and vice versa. In English vice versa, in Sanskrit it is called itaretara. What a beautiful word it is. Itaretara, vice versa. How? I told you, just I will remind you, Atma Svarupa Adhyasa and Anatma is not possible. Because Atma Svarupam is infinite. Body is finite. So nobody misunderstands the body to be infinite. Right? No, nobody makes that kind of a mistake. Therefore, Atma Svarupa Adhyasa and Anatma is not possible. But Atma Dharma Adhyasa is possible. What is Atma Dharma Adhyasa? Being and knowing. This is the Atma Dharma. Therefore, that they are superimposed on the body, you know. You say, on the party you superimpose. Why body? You say, part is and part shines, you say. When you say part is, that isness is a superimposition of Atma Dharma on the part. Namarupa is never is. You can never say like that to Namarupa. You have to say water is and wave appears. You have to say like that. So the easiness and the Chaitanya knows, body knows. We talk like that, body knows. So knowingness, that is, we talk as if it is the property or attribute of the body. It is not attribute of the body, it is Atma's attribute that you have put on the body. Therefore, from the Atma side to Anatma side, Swarupa Adhyasa is not possible, but Samsarga Adhyasa is possible. So, like Samsarga Adhyasa is, Atma resides in this body. It is contained in this body. That kind of Samsarga Adhyasa. And Dharma Adhyasa, Dharmi Adhyasa not possible, but Dharma Adhyasa, like body knows. eyes see. That is also dharmadhyasa. Nobody says eyes are infinite. Everybody says eyes see. Dharmadhyasa is there. So therefore what happens is, you are just saying that, one Mahatma used to say, you mix up the dust with the sugar and then say dust is sweet. How dust can be sweet? So like that. Similarly like saying body knows. How body knows? Body doesn't know. So dehona janati. Dehona janati. Body doesn't know. But we say body knows. How body knows? So this is atma to anatma. Then anatma to atma to bolne ka nahi. So I was born. And I will die. I am old. I am middle aged. One should never think like that. I am old. One should never think like that. It is the most calamitous mistake. Because now you feel sick. Just say I am old and then feel sick. You are not sick. You are not old in the first place. Then you are not sick also. But I am old, then I am sick. Even if I am not sick, I have to feel sick. So it is all wrong. So first develop a distance between I and the roga. Then the roga can be handled. Don't superimpose roga upon oneself. One has to suffer on behalf of the body, that is a different thing. But one should not feel sick. One is maybe ill, but one should not feel ill, physically ill. I don't know, just I am trying to make a small distinction. Whatever, so atma, anatma, itaretara adhyasa is there. Puraskritya means nimitti kritya ityarthaha. That is the cause. Because cause is first and effect is later. Puraskritya means pahale, means nimitti kritya. So this atma, anatma, itaretara adhyasa is the cause of what? Sarve pramana prameya vyavaharaha. All pramana prameya vyavaharas. So, pramana vyavahara, prameya vyavahara. Just Shankara will explain. I see is a pramana vyavahara. Because seeing is the operation of a faculty. That is pramana vyavahara. And what I see is part. And that I like that part. This is called prameya vyavahara. So I think, I perceive. Now that means what? Atma is perceiving. And Atma is thinking. How Atma can think? How Atma can perceive? Unless it identifies, unless you superimpose Atma or identification means superimposition. Unless you superimpose or identify Atma with mind and sense organs, there is no question of perceiving or seeing. Or experiencing. I experience. So, this way pramana vyavahara, he will explain what is pramana vyavahara. And also prameya vyavahara. Prameya means what is seen. What is seen. So this is my book, my house, or my body. This kind of minus with reference to, so you are attaching the Atma as me, and then as mine, with the objects of your understanding, with the objects that are perceived or that are known. So, that is prameya. Prameya means the thing that is known. So, that kind of prameya vyavahara. All pramana prameya vyavaharas. So, again, okay, we understand all laukika. Pramana prameya vyavahara is due to adhyasa, is caused by adhyasa. We agree. But Vaidika Pramana Prameya Vyavahara is not due to Adhyasa. That is Mimamsaka's opinion. But here, Laukikaha Vaidikascha. What is their argument, you know? They say, in Laukika Pramana Prameya Vyavahara, I put all my trust in my mind, its capacity to know, and in the sense organs and their capacity to see, etc. That is, and then, what I see and what I know, they are real, they are good, they are needed. That kind of, I put my trust in, as a body mind, my ability to know, and my love and all the opposite towards the objects that I know. I put all my trust in these two situations. Therefore, we agree that it is all adhyasa if you want to say, let it be adhyasa. But when it comes to performing a Vaidika karma, I am not doing it based on what the body sees or the mind knows. I am not performing based on something that is inspired, that the object inspires me, therefore I am doing it. It's not like that. This is not pramana pramaya vyavahara of the worldly kind. So I just sit quiet and listen to the Veda, Shruti. And Shruti says you do karma, therefore I do karma. And now you come, this is also adhyasa. This is the argument of Vimamsaka. Fair enough. So somewhat superior to pramana laukika vyavahara, you know. So laukika vyavahara is entirely subjective. It is your identification with the body mind, and it is your likes and dislikes which make you act in a particular way. Purely subjective. Whereas Vaidika, it is not like that. It is something, a body of knowledge is there, it asks me to act, and based on that I act. And therefore my pramana I am not using, Veda is the pramana. And my prameya I am not using, my prameya is the local clubs and other things. Whereas Veda talks about Swarga. So that is Veda's prameya, not my prameya. And Veda's pramana, Vedam has a pramana, not my eyesight and not my previous experience, etc. Therefore, Vaidika Vyavahara cannot be the effect of Adhyasa. If you say Vaidika Vyavahara is also caused by Atma, Anatma, Adhyasa, then you have to say Vaidika Vyavahara of performing karmas for gaining the results that are promised by the Veda comes under the category of Adhyasa, which is caused by the Ajnana. You have to say that. That is something very, very, very disconcerting to hear. You don't like to hear that kind of a statement. Especially a Karmavadi cannot like that kind of a statement. But then we can't help it. So Vaidikascha. And Vaidika.
For some reason, this book ignores that word, Vaidikascha.
No, not intentional. Your book is different from this. What is this? And the Tikakara has it. Yeah, you are right. So this Puraskritya Hetam Krutva Tika Adhyasam Puraskritya means Adhyasa being the cause. Laukikaha, and he talks of, Shankara talks of two. The Tikakara split into three. Laukika he keeps as Laukika. And now Vaidika he splits into two. So now three. Tikakara has expanded it to three. Laukikaha, Karma Shastriyaha, Moksha Shastriyaschetu Trividho Vyavaharaha Pravartate. Therefore, karma shastriyam vyavahara means Veda offers a karma. You do it, go to heaven. Pramana is Vedam, prameya is heaven, and the karma is also prameya. So this vyavahara we say adhyasa. Then the karma kandi may ask, okay, now what is your vyavahara? So shastra shravana manana vidhyasana, that is called moksha shastra vyavahara. That means you desire to know jijnyasa. Now you are a jijnyasu. So now Atma became jijnyasu. Now what is that? Is it adhyasa or otherwise? Then mumukshu. Atma became the desirer of moksha. Now is that adhyasa or otherwise? Then jijnyasu. Mumukshu becomes a jijnyasu. This is jijnyasu, he does a shravanam. Shravanam, shrotavyo, mantavyo, nididhyasitavyaha. How does he know that he has to do shravanam? Again, Shruti has to tell him that you have to do shravanam. And Shruti tells, he receives that message. And so he goes and sits in a class and listens. So here is guru, here is shishya. And then the process of listening is going on. This is called moksha shastriyam vyavaharaha. Now, is this moksha shastriyam vyavahara real, you mean? It is not caused by adhyasa, that is what you mean? Shankara never means like that. Shankara says, moksha shastriya vyavaharaha api అధ్యాసకృతమేవ. అది కూడా మిథ్యనే, ఈవెన్ దట్ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో మిథ్య. సో దట్ శంకర మేక్స్ ఇట్ క్లియర్, హీఈస్ గోయింగ్ టు సే దట్. సో కీప్ దట్ ఇన్ మైండ్. ది టీకాకార స్ప్లిట్స్ ఇట్ ఇంటూ త్రీ, దేర్ఫోర్ బికాస్ దేర్ ఈజ్ ఎ డిస్టింక్షన్ క్లియర్లీ ఫ్రమ్ లౌకిక టు కర్మశాస్త్రీయ వ్యవహార, కర్మశాస్త్రీయ వైదిక వ్యవహార, దేర్ ఈజ్ ఎ క్లియర్ కట్ డిస్టింక్షన్. హౌ? లౌకిక మీన్స్ ఓన్లీ అర్థ కామాస్, టూ పురుషార్థాస్. దెన్ యూ కమ్ టు కర్మశాస్త్రీయ వ్యవహార, యూ మేడ్ ఇట్ త్రీ. ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ జస్ట్ మేకింగ్ ఇట్ త్రీ అలోన్, ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ జస్ట్ యాడింగ్ వన్ మోర్, ఇట్స్ నాట్ లైక్ దాట్. అర్థశాస్త్ర ఆర్ మోడరేటెడ్ బై ధర్మ. సో ధర్మ కమ్స్ అండ్ యాడ్స్ అండ్ ఇన్ఫ్లుయెన్సెస్ ది అదర్ టు. నౌ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఈజ్ ఇన్ ది గ్రిప్ ఆఫ్ ధర్మ, అర్థకామ ఆల్సో. దేర్ ఫోర్ దట్ ఈస్ ది కర్మశాస్త్రం వ్యవహార, వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ ఇంప్రూవ్మెంట్ ఓవర్ కేవల వ్యవహార, కేవల లౌకిక వ్యవహార. దెన్ కమ్స్ మోక్ష శాస్త్ర, ఇట్ బ్రింగ్స్ ఇన్ మోక్ష, డజంట్ యాడ్ టు ది త్రీ, ఇట్ జస్ట్ రిప్లేసెస్ ఆల్ ది త్రీ అండ్ జస్ట్ కీప్స్ మోక్ష దేర్. ఎ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ స్టెప్ ఫార్వర్డ్. ఈవెన్ దాట్ ఈజ్ అధ్యాసకృతం. దట్స్ వై నోబడీ లైక్డ్ శంకర వెన్ హీ రోట్ అధ్యాస భాష్యం, బికాస్ లౌకికాస్ డోంట్ లైక్ హిమ్ ఎనీవే. దెన్ కర్మకాండ మీమాంసకాస్ డోంట్ లైక్, బికాస్ దేర్ వ్యవహార హీ సేస్ అధ్యాస. దెన్ హీ సేస్ ప్రమాణ ప్రమేయ వ్యవహార అధ్యాసకృత. దో ప్రమాణం దేర్ ఈజ్ ప్రమాణ ఇస్ డిఫరెంట్, ప్రమేయ ఇస్ డిఫరెంట్, టూ వర్డ్స్ ఆర్ యూస్డ్. సో న్యాయ నైయాయికాస్ ఆర్ ప్రమాణ ప్రధానాస్ ఫర్ దెమ్. ప్రమాణ ఇస్ దేర్ బ్రెడ్ అండ్ బటర్. యు గో టు ఎన్ అయ్యాయిక అండ్ హీ హ్యాజ్ త్రీ చాప్టర్స్ ఇన్ హిస్ బుక్ తర్క సంగ్రహం. ఇఫ్ యు టేక్ ఫోర్ చాప్టర్స్, ఫస్ట్ చాప్టర్ ఈజ్ ప్రత్యక్షం, ప్రత్యక్ష పరిచ్ఛేద, మీన్స్ హీ డిస్కసెస్ ప్రత్యక్ష ప్రమాణ. సెకండ్ చాప్టర్ ఈజ్ అనుమాన పరిచ్ఛేద. ఇఫ్ యూ టేక్ ది బుక్ యూ విల్ సీ హీ డిస్కసెస్ అనుమాన ప్రమాణ, ఇన్ఫరెన్స్. థర్డ్ చాప్టర్ ఈజ్ ఉపమాన ప్రమాణ అండ్ ఫోర్త్ చాప్టర్ ఈజ్ శబ్ద ప్రమాణ. సో దీస్ ఆర్ ది ఫోర్త్ చాప్టర్. ఈ చాప్టర్ నౌ బుక్ ఈజ్ ఓవర్, తర్క బుక్ ఈజ్ ఓవర్. నౌ యూ సే ప్రమాణ ఇస్ ది కాజ్ ఆఫ్ అధ్యాస, దెన్ వాట్ హ్యాపన్ టు హిస్ బుక్? హిజ్ ఎంటైర్ శాస్త్రం ఈజ్ ఇంక్లూడెడ్ ఈజ్ నౌ ద రిజల్ట్ ఆఫ్ అధ్యాస. నాచురల్లీ హీ డజంట్ లైక్. జస్ట్ హీ వాంట్స్ టు సో ది ఎంటైర్ వ్యవహార, ఎంటైర్ ప్రమాణ మీమాంస ఆఫ్ ది తార్కికాస్ ఈజ్ నౌ ఎ ప్రోడక్ట్ ఆఫ్ అధ్యాస. సో దే డోంట్ లైక్ ఇట్. దెన్ వైశేషికాస్, సో వైశేషికాస్ వాట్ దే ఆర్ ప్రమేయ ప్రధాన, ఫర్ దెమ్ ప్రమేయ ఈస్ దేర్ బ్రెడ్ అండ్ బటర్. సో వాట్ యూ నో బై ప్రమాణ మీన్స్ వాట్ యూ నో బై పర్సెప్షన్ అండ్ వాట్ యూ నో బై ఇన్ఫరెన్స్ అండ్ ఆల్సో ఉపమాన సిమిలారిటీ అండ్ శబ్ద వేద ప్రమాణ. సో వాట్ యూ నో దట్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ దట్ యూ కమ్ టు నో ఫ్రమ్ దీస్ ప్రమాణాస్, వాట్ ఆర్ దోస్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ అండ్ వాట్ ఆర్ ది డివిజన్స్ ఇన్ బిట్వీన్ దెమ్, దిస్ ఈజ్ ది అణు సిద్ధాంత ఇస్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ దాట్ ఆర్ ది వర్స్ ఎనాలిసిస్ ఆఫ్ ది ఆబ్జెక్టివ్ వరల్డ్. సో దిస్ ఈస్ ది ప్రమేయ వ్యవహార. సో దిస్ ప్రమేయ వ్యవహార ఈజ్ ఆల్సో కాస్డ్ బై అధ్యాస. Therefore, Vaisheshika Shastra, Kanada Maharshi is the author, originator of Vaisheshika Shastra. So they don't like it, because their entire Shastram is now put in the category of Ajnana. Then, Moksha Shastra. So, Moksha Shastra Vyavahara, so what happens is, we come into Moksha Shastra, and then get stuck at the rudimentary structures of the Moksha Shastra. So naturally, we don't like it also. When we say, what we are all doing is ultimately part of Adhyasa, then we too get rattled by that kind of thing. So nobody likes it. Kya kare? So because even in Vedanta we say, but in the name of Vedanta, we create a superstructure. And we get attached to that superstructure and start believing more in the superstructure than the Vedanta itself. Therefore, Moksha Shastra Vyavahara, we say that your Karmakanda Vyavahara is meaningless, your Laukika Vyavahara is meaningless, our Vyavahara is sacred. Ye kya baat hai? Therefore, if those Vyavaharas are meaningless, this is also like that. So, let it be there in its place. Don't put too much focus on it. Just there should be focus on Atma, Anatma, Viveka and Viveka alone. Then this Vyavahara won't hurt you. Even the other Vyavaharas also won't hurt you. So, this is the idea. Therefore, all the Vyavahara is a product of Adhyasa. So, he says, Tikakara, what is the Karma Shastriya Vyavahara? Vidhinishedha para Rigvedadi. So Rigveda etc., Rigveda, Yajurveda etc., which are restricted to Vidhi and Nishedha, means the do's and don'ts. That means the entire religion of the entire mankind, whatever kind of religion it may be. In Hinduism we call it Karmakanda part, but elsewhere this is thou shalt not. All that is Vidhinishedha para, Ten Commandments etc. So this is the Karma Shastriya Vyavahara. Then when it comes to Moksha Shastra, he says, Vidhinishetha Shunya Pratyak Brahma Parani. So you have gone through Vidhinishetha, all right, you transcend it and stay with Pratyak Brahma in Shravana Manana Nididhyasana. So study and stay with Pratyak Brahma. So Guru, Shishya, etc. Savitpani Shrotriyam Brahma Nishtham. So it has its own small structure. Generally, it is understood that Karmakanda Vyavahara is heavier than Moksha Shastra Vyavahara. In Moksha Shastra, what you need is a Guru and a Shishya. Gita, what Vyavahara it needed? Arjuna was confused and he wanted the knowledge and Sri Krishna was ready to give it and so over. They did not need any Vyavahara really. Just he taught and Arjuna learnt, there it ended. It is not heavy like Karmakanda Vyavahara. Karmakanda Vyavahara is heavy. Whereas Jnana Vyavahara is always light. Therefore, we have to keep this in mind. Jnana Vyavahara should be light. We should not make it heavy. Just keep it light in our lives. So Jnana Vyavahara should always be light. That is a small message which comes out of the description. Ultimately, even though it is light, still it is mithya. In the sense that it is a product of Adhyasa. So, KK, everything is okay? Okay. Parking? Yeah, that is expected. Okay, Vaidikasya Pravurtaha. Then we say, Sarvanicha Shastrani Vidhi Pratishedha Moksha Parani. Sarvanicha Shastrani Vidhi Pratishedha Moksha Parani means they adhyasam puraskritya pravurtaha ityarthaha. That you have to fill in the noun, the kriyapadam, the verb you have to put in. So, pravurtaha said earlier, pravurtani you have to say. Because earlier what it was said, Vyavahara is Adhyasa Mola. It is caused by Adhyasa. Atma Anatma Adhyasa. That means, if you clearly understand, distinguish Atma from Anatma, there is no Vyavahara for you. There is no Loka Vyavahara, no Karma Shastra Vyavahara, no Moksha Shastra Vyavahara. All Vyavahara, I mean, if you really pursue a Vyavahara as the one who pursues the Vyavahara as Karta Bhokta, so whatever kind of Vyavahara it may be, it is Adhyasa Moolakam. Suppose, to be very frank about, fair about it, I mean, to be forthright about it, so I make a home for myself, that is Adhyasa Moolakam. Mm-hmm. Then I make a panel for making yajna to gain heaven. That is Adhyasa Moolakam. Then I construct a a building where I will teach Vedanta and all students learn, and I will construct and I will register it and I will do something about it. Kartrutva Moolaka. That is Moksha Shastra Vyavahara. Everything is Adhyasa Moolakam. Just I gave a gross example for the Vyavahara. Okay. Vyavahara is Adhyasa Moolakam. Agreed. Do you not say Shastra is Adhyasa Moolakam? Shastra also. This Adhyasa encompasses everything. So, Sarvanicha Shastrani Vidhiprutishedha Moksha Shastra Moksha Parani Adhyasam Puraskrutya Pravruttani. Then is the sentence complete. All Shastras. What are the Shastras? Vidhi Shastra. So, like Vidhi Shastra means Yavajivam Ajnahotram Yuhoti Somena Yajeta Somayaga Juhuyat. These are all Vidhi Shastras. They are Adhyasa Moolaka. They have their origin in Adhyasa. If Atma is clearly distinguished from the Anatma, then the Vidhi Shastra has no role to play in the context of Viveka of Atma and Anatma. Then Pratishetha. So Kalanjanna Phakshayet. One should not eat this, one should not do that, one should not do this. This kind of Nishetha also has its basis in Adhyasa only. Then Moksha Shastra means Shrotavyo Mantavyo etc. Shrotavyo Mantavyo Nididhyasitavya. That is the Moksha Shastra. So, similarly, Guru Mevasitichet Samitpani Shrotriyam Brahmanishtam Yavahara, you know. So you carry some samidhas, get hold of a guru, go to him and present yourself, ask a question, Tadvidhi Pranipatena, Sashadu Namaskara, Pariprishna, Seva, etc. So all this Vyavahara is cause, is the product of Adhyasa. And the Shastra is also like that. Then a question. Purapakshi. Katham punaha avidyavad vishayani pratyakshadini pramanani shastrani cheti uchyate. So if adhyasa is same as avidya, or adhyasa is caused by avidya, whatever may be the situation, then avidyavad vishayani. Therefore, suppose Prachaksha Pramana is there. Prachakshadini Pramanani. Prachaksha Pramana is there. Means operation of the means of cognition called perception. So, if Pramana has to be there, there must be Pramata. The one who operates this means. So, I am the Pramata. So, Pramana is there means Pramata is there. Now, then Prameya is also there. Prameya, okay, we will see that. Pramata is there. Now, how this Pramata came? This Pramata, is Atma Pramata? No. Atma is not Pramata. Then how Pramata came? Atma must be confused with Anatma. That is the mind. There must be an Adhyasa. Atma, Anatma, Adhyasa. So, the mind assumes the form of subject. And so that subject, the modification of the mind in the form of the subject, let us say subject modification of the mind or subject form of the mind, must be blessed by Atma, by reflection. That means the beingness and the knowingness are incipient to this modification. That means how it happens, you know. Like wave is created, a disturbance is there, then immediately wave forms. Even as the wave is forming, water is incipient to it. Incipient means uppattikale anuvruttaha ityarthaha. As the wave is taking birth or taking shape, water is into it. That is incipient. And now wave is formed and wave is continuing. It is still soaked in water only. Not that it is born and therefore now it has nothing to do with water. It's not like that. It is soaked in water only. So, in the case of subject must be there, pramata. Then only pramana will be operated. So the subject is there. How the subject came into existence? So there is a vritti of the mind. It is called I vritti, aham vritti. Not the pure aham vritti. The pure aham vritti connected with trich. Aham jnanami. So jnatru, that trich. All trich is adhyasara. Kartru, jnatru, bhoktru. And what more truths are there? Kartru, bhoktru, jnatru, then pramatru. So like that, if any truches, anywhere you hear any truch, truch means the kartrarthaka pratyaya, the suffix which means the doer. In that sense, whatever suffix you see anywhere, it is adhyasa. All trich is adhyasa. Therefore, there must be a trich which is adhyasa, then only you have pramata, pramatru. Therefore, pramanam vyavahara is due to adhyasa. Prachakshadini pramanani avidyavadvishayani. Here Shankara's statement you should notice. He is not saying that prachaksha pramana is the functioning of, is the functioning due to adhyasa. He just doesn't say like that. He says prachaksha pramana is the functioning of a person who has avidya. Avidyavadvishayani. It needs a person. It is not that avidya comes and then makes the pramana happen, that I have nothing to do with avidya has made it possible. You cannot escape like that. Avidyavadvishayani. Avidya means adhyasa, or adhyasa, cause of adhyasa, or adhyasa itself, doesn't matter. So avidya asya astiti avidyavan, that is avidyavadvishayani. This gentleman is there and he has avidya. Means what? He is ignorant. That is the meaning of avidya. It's not like saying that he has some very good... it's not like that. Avidya asya asti means he is ignorant. Oh, ajnani hai. So avidyavan. Avidyavan vishayam ashrayaha yashantani avidyavad vishayani. So now prachaksha pramana. Where is, in whom is this prachaksha pramana? In me. Then you are avidyavan. Avidyavad vishayani prachakshadini pramanani. So then prachakshadi anumana. Anumana kushalaha vayantarkikaha. These tarkikas, they say like that. We are experts in inference. So like that. So Shankara calls them tarkika balivarda. Balivarda means the bull. The tarkika who is as powerful as a bull is coming. That means his bullish nature is in anumana. He is bullish in employing anumana. He infers and infers and infers. Anyway, so prachakshadini pramanani adishiddhena anumano grusya, anumana pramanam grusyate. Then shastranicha. Therefore, there is shastram, like tarka shastram. Who is the author of tarka shastra? Gautama. Kanada. So now Kanada, is he in the spell of avidya and then made this shastram? Or he transcended avidya and made this shastra? Avidyavadvishayani. He was under the spell of avidya and made this shastram. Because he talks of a karta, karma, kriya, division. And atma is the karta, he says. Having, when he is saying all these things, then how can you say that he has understood the distinction between atma and anatma? So he is under the spell of ajnana, avidya only. Prachakshadini pramanani shastrani cha. Adhyasamola. All transactions are adhyasamola. That is the question, yeah. That is the question. So here he is giving that what you call prayoga. Prayoga means like this, anumana prayoga. Yoga means usage of the sentence, like Parvato Vanniman Dhumat. That is the prayoga. So there is a fire on the mountain because we see the smoke. Very standard. So he says, Devadatta Kartruko Vyavaharaha Tadiya Dehadi Swahammamadhyasamolaha Tadanvayam Yatrekan Saritvat. So Devadatta is one gentleman. He is the author of a Vyavahara. Could be Laukika Vyavahara, or the Vaidika Vyavahara, or Moksha Shastra Vyavahara. He is the author of that Vyavahara. And so that Vyavahara, which is authored by Devadatta, it has Adhyasa in its basis, Adhyasa Moolaha. What is the Adhyasa? Dehadishu Aham Mama Adhyasa. Deha is there, and he takes the body to be Aham, or Mama, and that is the Adhyasa. That is Adhyasa. Nobody can deny that it is the Adhyasa. So his Vyavahara, the Vyavahara for which he is the Karta, is made possible only because of this Adhyasa. That is the conclusion. Why? Tad anvayam vyatireka anusaritvata. Because when he identifies with the body and becomes the Karta, then there is the Vyavahara. And when he doesn't identify with the body and therefore he is not the Karta, there is no Vyavahara. Anvayam vyatireka. That's it. Now, part is there. Now, where is this part? It is in the mind. What is outside? I will tell you what is outside later. First you understand mind, part is in the mind. Okay, how do you say that? Yeah, when the mind is functioning, there is the notion that there is part. You say part is. It is the mind which says part is. You know, part doesn't say part is. Part I am, part I am here. Part doesn't say, you say. And so you means the mind identified person says. So when mind moves, the part is there. When mind doesn't move, there is no part. Now you tell me, where is the part? So part is in the movement of the mind. Like that you have to say. So similarly, adhyasa anvaya vyatireka it is. Anvaya anvitreka. So based on that, all vyavahara is caused by adhyasa. Then, yatireka, yatireka drishtanta. Anvaya he has shown, yatireka he is showing. So, devadattasya sushuptau adhyasa bhave vyavahara bhavo drishtaha. That is what Tikakara says. Devadatta is sleeping. Devadatta is sleeping. Is there vyavahara? Karma, laukika, vaidika, moksha shastriya. No vyavahara is there. Because, why it is not there? Because the vyavahartru, pramatru is not there. Why Pramatru is not there? There is body, there is Atma. Prana is there, everything is there. Why Pramatru is not there? Because there is no superimposition, there is no identification. He has to wake up, and when he wakes up, there is no identification. Having woken up, he has to identify and become the Kartru, and then comes the Karma. Karma Shastriya Vyavahara. Or then comes the worldly action, Laukika Vyavahara. Or then comes the Jijnyasutvam. Jijnyasutvam is also superimposition. Mumukshutvam, I am a mumukshu, is superimposition. Because you are moksha. You are moksha, you don't know that. You assume that you are baddha. Why do you assume you are baddha? Baddha means limited. You assume yourself to be baddha because you identify with the body mind. Superimposed. Therefore, the limitations of the body mind are superimposed on Atma, and then Atma becomes Baddha, then it needs moksha, desires moksha, it becomes a desirer of moksha, a kind of desirer, and then it pursues moksha shastra and gains moksha. What is all this? This is all, it is ever released, nitya mukta. So for nitya mukta, all this vyavahara is adhyasa only. Uchyate deha. So here the question is, I did not say what is the question. Question is, this is the question. How can you say that the pratyaksha pramana is caused by adhyasa? That is the question, my God. Pratyaksha pramana, we understand so many things with pratyaksha. And we gain knowledge. And you say it itself is caused by ignorance. What is this? And then shastras are caused by ignorance. Shastras are caused by, pramanas are caused by abhyasa. And the shastras like Tarka Shastra, Veda, Mimamsa Shastra, etc. are caused by abhyasa. Even Moksha Shastra is caused by abhyasa. What is this you are saying? Uchyate. Then he gives answer. Dehendriyadishu aham mama abhimana rahitasya pramatrutvanupapattau pramanapravrutyanupapatteh. You just tell me, suppose body, sense organs and the mind, dehendriyadishu, with reference to these three. It means body, mind. Sense organs are included. With reference to body, mind, aham abhimana. Abhimana means adhyasa. What is not I is taken as I. That is abhimana. Aham abhimana. Ahamidam. Ahamidam mamedam iti. Naisargi koyal lokal vyavaharaha. We have seen that ahamidam is adhyasa. Ahamidam is artha adhyasa. And mamedam is sansarga adhyasa. Ahamidam convey jnanadhyasa also. We have seen that. So, this abhimana, suppose this abhimana is not there for somebody. Abhimana rahitasya. For example, can it be there like that situation, yeah? In sleep, the abhimana is not there. Aham mama abhimana rahitasya. So, when abhimana is not there, deha abhimana, abhimana with mind is not there, do you have a pramata there? The one who knows, the knower, can you have? You cannot. So pramātratva anupapattau. So the knower is not possible. There is no knower. When there is no knower, can you have the operation of pramāna? Pramāna pravṛtti will be possible? There is no pramāna pravṛtti. Anupapattehe. So pramāna pravṛtti is not possible without pramāta. And pramāta is not possible without superimposition of Atma on the body mind. Now what is the conclusion that you got? Okay, put it in the positive way. When there is superimposition of the Atma on body mind, you have a pramata and then you have pramana. So what is the origin of pramana now? Adhyasa. So like that it goes. Then he explains pratyaksha adhyatra. Nahi indriyanyanupadaya pratyakshadivyavaharaha sambhavati. See, here Bhamatikara puts the Purvapaksha in a good light. Purvapaksha is katham punaravidyavad vishayani pratyakshadini pramanani shastrani cha. That is the purvaksha. Okay. What we are thinking about our home, our children, our money, etc. is adhyasa, we agree. But the operation of perception is ajnana, is adhyasa. And the shastras, tarka shastra, vedanta shastra, mimamsa shastra, these are adhyasa molaka. How? That means, when I see part, you know, the implication, you please understand, implication of the question. So, avidyavadvishayani. When I see part and say this is part, you mean to say I am an ajnani. Avidyavadvishayani. And when I study Tarka Shastra and make an inference, like Parvatovanniman Dhumat, so you mean to say I am ajnani? And then when I hear Veda, and so Yajeta, and do Yajnam, or Homa, you end up saying that I am Ajnani. What is this? Avidyavadvishayani. How dare you say like that? So, this Purvapaksha is explained by Bhamatikara like this. He says, what is Vidya? Tattva paricchedohi prama vidya. The word prama, pramana, pramatru, they came from prama. And what is prama? Prama, you take the definition of prama anywhere. Go to any dictionary, lexicon and see the definition. Tattva paricchedaha prama. Means tattva means reality, what is. Paricchedaha means understanding, defining. Paricchedaha is defining. Demarcating, defining of the thing which is. This is called prama. If I see part, or if I see rope and say that it is snake, it is called brahmaha, pullinga shabda. But if I see rope as rope, what is it called? Prama. Why it is called prama? Tattva parichedaha. You have, tattva is what is. Paricheda means limited, paricheda means noticing it as it is, demarcating it as it is, distinct from everything else. That is the paricheda. So, when I do that, this is rope. When I look at rope and say this is rope. So, when I am saying this is rope, I am demarcating it and defining it from everything else. And this is what I am doing. This is called prama. This prama is vidya. This is the purvapaksham. This prama is vidya. Tat sadhanani pramanani katham avidya vidvishayani. So this vidya is gained by a means, sadhana. What is that? Eyesight, perception. Is the sadhana means of gaining prama. Inference is a sadhana for gaining prama. Parvato vanhimam dhumat. That is the prama. That is correct understanding. And that is gained by inference. And so you come and say, Pratyaksha and Anumana, which are giving us a prama, they are operated by an ignorant person, avidyavadvishayani. Yadi avidyavadvishayani katham pramanani cha? If they have their ashraya, their locus, in an ignorant person, in a confused person, then how they are called pramana, pratyaksha pramana? Anumana Pramana, that is they are the names given to him. So you have to say, Pratyaksham Brahma Sadhanam, Anumana Pramasadhanam, like that you have to say. You are saying Pratyaksham Pramana, Anumana Pramana, and say Avidyavadvishayan. Then, Shastranitu Purusha Hitanushasana Parani, Avidya Pratipakshataya. The person is ignorant, and he doesn't know properly what is good for him, what is heaven, etc. He doesn't know. And he will go in the wrong path and ultimately end up in the hell. So he has to go to heaven. That is karma shastra. It's not heaven. Here in the life itself, this way you go, you remain healthy. You go this way. So you will fall into bad habits and ill health. So don't do that. So here itself, it's not heaven, in this life itself, Hitam, what is good for you? That is what Shastra tells. And so these Shastras are, they are called the sources of Vidya in contrast to Avidya. Avidya Pratipakshataya. They stand opposing ignorance. They themselves are not ignorance. They stand opposing ignorance. And therefore, how can you say Shastra Sara Vidya Vadvishayani? You see how thoroughly I have put the Purvapaksha in place? If you stop the lecture at this point, and this one, this is called Alankritya Sarachedaha. So Purvapaksha is put in a very thorough fashion. We do full justice to Purvapaksha. In fact, if a Purvapaksha comes here, he cannot do a better job than that. That is how you do it. And now, negate it.
Condition,
yeah. But here the definition is tattva paricchedaha prama. That is the definition. Prama means right knowledge. Is a tattva paricchedaha. Tattva means what is. So the right knowledge is that which conditions what is. Doesn't sound nice.
We can have knowledge of only conditions.
You are right. From the other point of view, it is like that. I will look into it. Bhamati is having another tikka on it. It is called Kalpataru. అండ్ దేర్ ఈజ్ వన్ మోర్ టీకా అని కల్పతరు. ఇట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ పరిమళ. ఇది ఏ ప్రస్థాన బయట. సో శంకర భాష్యం భామతి కల్పతరు పరిమళం. దేర్ ది వర్డ్ తత్వ పరిచ్ఛేద దే విల్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ బ్యూటిఫుల్లీ. ఐ విల్ లుక్ ఇట్ ఇన్ టు అంటే కండిషన్ కుడ్ బి పరిచ్ఛేద ఇస్ కండిషనింగ్. నార్మల్లీ నార్మల్లీ పరిచ్ఛేద ఇస్ కండిషనింగ్. వాట్ వి సే దేశకాల వస్తు పరిచ్ఛేద దట్ ఈస్ కండిషన్. దెర్ ఇస్ నో డౌట్ అబౌట్ ఇట్. హియర్ ఐ వాజ్ హెజిటేటింగ్ టు యూజ్ ఇట్. ఎనీవే సో హౌ కెన్ యూ సే దాట్? దట్ ఈస్ ది పూర్వపక్ష ఉచ్యతే దేహేంద్రియాదిషు అహం మమాభిమానరహితస్య ప్రమాతృత్వానుపపత్తౌ ప్రమాణ ప్రవృత్తిరుపపత్తే. దేర్ఫోర్ ప్రమాణ ఇస్ దేర్ మీన్స్ ఆపరేషన్ ఆఫ్ ప్రమాణ ఇస్ గోయింగ్ ఆన్ మీన్స్ ప్రమాత ఇస్ డూయింగ్ ఇట్. ప్రమాత హ్యాస్ టు ఆపరేట్ ది ప్రమాణ. ప్రమాణ కెనాట్ ఆపరేట్ ఆల్ బై ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్. అండ్ ప్రమాత ఈజ్ ఇన్ ప్లేస్ మీన్స్ దేర్ మస్ట్ బి అవిద్య. వితౌట్ అవిద్య దేర్ ఇస్ నో ప్రమాణ. వితౌట్ అవిద్య దేర్ కెనాట్ బి ఎనీ కర్త, దేర్ కెనాట్ బి ఎనీ భోక్త, దేర్ కెనాట్ బి ఎనీ ప్రమాత. దేర్ ఇస్ నో క్వశ్చన్. అవిద్య మస్ట్ బి దేర్. నహి ఇంద్రియాణ్యనుపాదాయ ప్రత్యక్షాది వ్యవహార సంభవతి. సో హీ బికాస్ ఇంద్రియాణి అనుపాదాయ అనుపా ఉపాదానం మీన్స్ మమాభిమానం. సో ఇంద్రియాస్ ఆర్ దేర్, ది ఫ్యాకల్టీ ఆఫ్ ఐ సైట్ ఈస్ దేర్, ఇట్ ఈస్ దేర్, ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ అథర్డ్ బై మీ, బట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ దేర్. ఐ వేక్ అప్, ఇట్ ఈస్ దేర్. డూ ఐ లుక్ ఎట్ ఇట్ లైక్ దాట్? ఐ డోంట్ లుక్ ఎట్ ఇట్ లైక్ దాట్. ఐ లుక్ ఎట్ ఇట్ యాజ్ సంథింగ్ విచ్ ఈస్ మీ అండ్ మైండ్. దిస్ ఈజ్ వాట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ మమాభిమానపూర్వక గ్రహణం. సో యూ రిసీవ్ ది ఫ్యాకల్టీ ఆఫ్ ఐ సైట్ బై సూపర్ ఇంపోజింగ్ ది అభిమాన అపాన్ ఇట్. సపోజ్ యూ డోంట్ డూ ఇట్, కెన్ యూ బి ది ప్రమాత? యు కెనాట్ బి. బికాజ్ ఐ టోల్డ్ యూ దేర్ ఈజ్ ఎ ఫిలాసఫర్, ఎ వెస్టర్న్ ఫిలాసఫర్. హీ నోటీస్డ్ దిస్. యు నో వాట్ ఈస్ ఇట్ దట్ హీ నోటీస్డ్? దిస్ ఐ సైట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ సంథింగ్ విచ్ ఐ డూ, ఇట్ ఈస్ సంథింగ్ విచ్ హ్యాపెన్స్. ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ సంథింగ్ విచ్ ఐ డూ. Therefore, he says, there is seeing, but I am not the seer. That is what he says. So do you have pramata there? In his case, is he a pramata? He is not pramata. Suppose somebody says, I am the seer. That means he is the pramata. Now that means he missed the distinction. Yeah. Therefore, anybody who says, I am the seer, I see the flower. That is Adhyasa. He has to identify with the seeing, the sight, as himself, and then say, I see the flower. That's why we teach all the time, don't assert anything. The other day I was teaching in Panchadashi class, all assertions are wrong. All assertions are wrong. I don't know, any one of you were there in that class. All assertions are wrong. All denials are right. నేతి నేతి ఇత్యాదేశ. ఆల్ అసెప్షన్స్ ఆర్ రాంగ్. ఐ సీ ది ఫ్లవర్ రాంగ్. ద ఫ్లవర్ ఈజ్ సీన్, యూ విల్ సీ, ఇట్ కుడ్ బి రైట్. అట్లీస్ట్ ప్రమాత ఈజ్ నాట్ దేర్. ప్రమాత కెన్ బి దేర్ ఇన్ ప్లేస్ ఓన్లీ బై సూపర్ ఇంపోజిషన్. దెర్ఫోర్ డోంట్ అక్సెప్ట్ ఎనీథింగ్. డోంట్ సే ఐ వాజ్ సేయింగ్ లైక్ ది, డోంట్ సే ఐ లవ్ యూ, డోంట్ అక్సెప్ట్ లైక్ దాట్. Be the love between husband and wife, as a husband. Be the love of the wife between wife and husband. Don't accept I love you. If you say I love you and accept, then in the afternoon you forgot to bring a coffee powder packet or tea powder packet. then you will be questioned. This is what the love you, I told you, you forgot. Because forgetting happens, it doesn't take your permission. Therefore, don't assert anything. So without asserting, you are safe. The world is like that. It is a mitya prapancha. Don't assert. Don't say this is like this. Don't say that. So at that time, I was saying this proverb also. So, sarahomat, sarahomat. నిందనా పడేగా, నిందోమత్ నిందోమత్ సరాహనా పడేగా. సో దిస్ ఈజ్ వాట్ ఐ వాస్ సేయింగ్. డోంట్ ప్రైజ్ టూ మచ్. యూ మే హ్యావ్ టు క్రిటిసైజ్ లేటర్. డోంట్ క్రిటిసైజ్ టూ మచ్ సేయింగ్ దట్ దిస్ ఈజ్ బ్యాడ్, దిస్ పర్సన్ ఇస్ రాంగ్, దిస్ పర్సన్ ఇస్ రాంగ్. డోంట్ సే దట్ టూ మచ్. యూ హ్యావ్ టు ప్రైజ్ హిమ్. అల్టిమేట్ డజన్ లుక్ నైస్ హ్యావింగ్ సెడ్ హీజ్ రాంగ్ హీజ్ రాంగ్. And now you say he is a wonderful wonderful guy. Suppose you have to say like that in office, etc. How embarrassing it is. Therefore, all assertions are wrong. In life, what all we assert is wrong. Oh, this is wonderful, this car is wonderful, this car is wonderful. You will put it for sale after the video. So, don't assert anything. No assertions. No assertions. Therefore, adhyasa is always there. Prachakshadi vyavaharaha sambhavati. Nacha adhishthana mantarena indriyanam vyavaharaha sambhavati. Adhishthana means body. Indriyanam ashriyam shariram vina. So, you see, in Vedanta and also in Karmakanda, the Mimamsakas, they say so much about Karta, etc. Shankara questions the Mimamsakas. You say, Atma is Karta, the person is Karta, you say. Now, he performs a yajna here. Shankara's questioning. In Tattu Samanvayata, he raises this point. So here he person performs a yajna and goes to heaven, you say. Okay, and he goes to heaven. Will he go to the heaven with this body? No, no, he won't go to heaven with this body. Then who is doing karma? The body is doing karma. So the body is doing karma, so the body is karta. If the body is karta, then body should go to heaven. Body is not going to heaven. Okay, then who is doing karma? Jiva is doing karma. So jiva cannot be the body. Because jiva is body, then jiva cannot go to heaven, you know. So jiva cannot be the body. Now, so you yourself say that the jiva is distinct from body, because he has to go to heaven. Now you tell me, if jiva is distinct from body, can he be karta? How? If jiva is not body, can he be karta? No, he is karta. How? So, this is, you cannot wriggle out of it. If jiva has to become karta, then he has to be identified with body. Then only he becomes karta. Jiva has to become the body. Because the hands and legs, their adhishthana is body. Hands and legs are extension of body only. Therefore, you see, kartrutvam, there is kartrutvam in Atma only by identification with karmendriyas. They are called karmendriyas, the indriyas which perform karma. So if the indriyas are performing karma, how is it that you are karta? So that means I have to superimpose myself on the indriyas. I have to identify with indriyas, karmendriyas. Then I become karta. Then I identify with jnanendriyas, I become bhokta. So jnanendriyas have their locus in sukshma sharira and karmendriyas have their locus in sthola sharira. Now unless you identify with this sthola sharira, you cannot be karta. Unless you identify with sukshma sharira, you cannot be bhokta. What are you talking? Without identification, without superimposition, where is your karta and bhokta? If karta and bhokta are not there, where is karma? Therefore, your karma is possible only when karta-bhokta are there. Karta-bhokta are in place only when there is superimposition. Without adhyasa, your entire vyavahara will collapse. It just doesn't exist. That is what he is saying. Adhisthana mantarena. Mantarena means without. Without the physical body, indriyanam vyavaharaha na sambhavati. The indriyam vyavahara, even jnanendriyam vyavahara, eyes seeing, etc., there must be the locus of the body, and then there is an identification with that locus. Then only indriya vyavahara, whether it is karma or bhoga. Indriya vyavahara is either karma or bhoga. they become possible only in identification. Therefore, adhyasa you accept. You want your karma to remain in place, you accept adhyasa. Nacha anadhyastatma bhavena dehena kaschid vyapriyate. Vyapriyate means vyavaharavan bhavati. The one who participates in vyavahara, participator of interaction, vyavahara. So, dehena anadhyasta atmabhavena. Here is the body. I do not identify with the body. I am not the body. I am the sakshi. Can I have vyavahara? No. You cannot have vyavahara. You have vyavahara only by identifying with the physical body. Anadhyasta atmabhavena dehena. The deha on which Atma Bhava is superimposed. Atma is superimposed. He has given a beautiful explanation. Tikakara. Anadhyastaha Atma Bhavaha Atma Tadatmyam Yasmin Tena. Atma Tadatmya, identification with Atma has to be there for the body. So you have to identify, Atma has to identify, Atma is you. You have to identify with the body. Without identifying with the body, can you have vyavahara? No. There cannot be any vyavahara without the identification of the body. Then you may ask, suppose I do not identify with the body, then I don't have vyavahara? No, you don't have vyavahara. Asango yam purushaha. Tikakara quotes that. So I am purushaha, this atma is asanga. And you see, that's why in meditation always I say, I am not acting. I am the witnessing awareness with reference to the body in action. This is my routine statement. In meditation I say this. In meditation you need a small sentences only. So, I am in action. Wrong. I am the witness of the body in action. Right. I feel this or that. I feel whatever. Compassion, jealousy, whatever. Good or bad. I feel wrong. I am witness to the heart feeling. Right. Heart means the center of emotions. Heart means don't take it something. Don't get carried away by its meaning and all that. Just the center of emotion. Then, I am thinking wrong. I am thinking is wrong. I am the witness to the mind in its thoughts. Right. So now you tell me, can you have vyavahara of acting, thinking, feeling? Can you have all this vyavahara without identifying with the body mind? You cannot. Therefore, all identification is due to ignorance. All vyavahara has its basis in such an identification. Therefore, we have to know that fact. Knowing that fact doesn't mean, okay, so these are so. Okay, let it be. We thought that earlier all karma is due to our own thing, but now we know it is due to adhyasa. Okay, from now on we will take that it is all due to adhyasa. That is not the idea of it. The idea of it is, try to avoid this adhyasa and develop viveka. Then you have a moksha shastra. Otherwise you don't have moksha shastra at all. Suppose you say, okay, let it be so. From now on, till yesterday I thought that my business is all based on facts. But now from now on I will do my business based on adhyasa. It is not like that. Then there is no point in it, you know. All the effort is there. Shastra is not there. So we have to consistently and perseveringly address this issue of superimposition, of adhyasa, and practice viveka, that is Sankhya Yoga. And then slowly and steadily this identification will gradually, it will slacken, and eventually you gain freedom. in this non-identification, because Viveka is the essence of Vedantic message. We'll come back.
పూర్ణమాదాయ పూర్ణమేవాశిష్యతే ఓం శాంతి 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 హరి ఓం శ్రీ గురు హరి ఓం తత్సత్ శ్రీకృష్ణార్పణమస్తు.